There's a lot of wonderful mothers in this church today. Amen. One more time, could we give the Lord a hand clap of praise for all of our mothers? There are a lot of very special, special women in this place. There are mothers here who have stood in the gap of children who lost their mother early, whose mothers were not there for them. There's all different kinds of situations. Amen. And I do have something burning in my heart that I want to share on this very special Mother's Day. If you'd turn with me this early afternoon to the book of 2 Samuel, the 14th chapter and verse 1. You can stand with me if you would for the reading of the word of the Lord. Amen. Before I get ready to preach today, I would like to say we want you to take advantage of the backdrop that is right outside that door to the left. And we want you to get your pictures taken today, your Mother's Day pictures. So make sure that you do that. Amen. And we want you to have a good memory today in the house of the Lord. So if you got your Bibles, turn with me to the book of 2 Samuel, the 14th chapter and the first verse. Amen. I want to give to you, as I was seeking the Lord this week, you know, after so many Mother's Day services, it's, you feel like, Lord, I've used a lot of scripture and I'm running out of things that I can kind of relate to Mother's Day. Amen. But I feel like the Lord gave me something very special for this body today. And I want to share it with you what the Lord has placed on my heart. We do want to once again greet all of our mothers and our visitors, and I hope you enjoy the gift. It's not much, but it's a little token of our appreciation, amen, to tell all of you mothers that we love you so dearly. Amen. The book of 2 Samuel, the 14th chapter and the first verse, you can shout yes when you get there. Amen. 2 Samuel 14 and 1, the word of the Lord says, "Now Joab, the son of Zeruiah, perceived that the king's heart was toward Absalom. And Joab sent to Tekoa and fetched thence a wise woman and said unto her, I pray thee, feign thyself to be a mourner and put on now mourning apparel and anoint thyself or anoint not thyself with oil, but be as a woman that had a long time mourned for the dead. And come to the king and speak on this manner unto him." So Joab put the words in this wise woman's mouth. Jump down to the very last scripture in this chapter, 2 Samuel, the 14th chapter and verse 33. We'll try to bring all of this together here. Verse 33 says, "Joab came to the king, and he told King David, and when he had called for Absalom," when the king had called for Absalom, "Absalom came to the king, and he bowed himself on his face to the ground before the king. And the king kissed Absalom." And the king kissed Absalom. On this very special Mother's Day, I want to minister to your hearts today on this topic: when the mother mourns. When the mother mourns. Let's magnify the Lord together all over this house with a hand clap of praise unto the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of thankfulness, amen, for all of our mothers today. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated today. Amen. So Absalom comes to the king and the king kisses Absalom. A little backstory for those of you who are not familiar with the story of what happened between King David and his eldest son, Absalom. King David had some sons. One of his boys was named Amnon. Many of you have probably heard a sermon preached across Pentecost that says Amnon had a friend. Amnon got a little twisted in his head, and Amnon developed a lust for his sister Tamar. Amen. And long story short, Amnon ends up raping his sister Tamar, and his brother Absalom takes Tamar into his house. And for 2 years, what had happened, what his brother Amnon had done to his sister Tamar, was festering in his mind. For 2 years, it was building up the resentment in his heart. How many know that when you begin to build up walls in your mind and your heart, things begin to fester? Amen. And for 2 years, amen, Absalom has Tamar in his house, and all of these things that have happened, they continue to fester and they continue to build up to the point that Absalom is ready to explode. So he lays out a very carefully planned or a very carefully orchestrated plan, and he has Absalom has Amnon come, and while he's out in the field, Absalom has his brother Amnon killed for what he did to his sister. Amen. And even though he felt justified in avenging his sister's honor, even though he felt justified in that what his brother had done was wrong, out of fear for his life and out of fear of what King David, his father, would do, Absalom flees to a place called Geshur. He flees to a place called Geshur. And now David has a very faithful servant named Joab. Amen. And Joab is very close to David. He knows David. He knows Absalom. He knows the situation. He knows everything that's going on. And Joab can't stand it any longer. Amen. So Joab comes up with a plan. Amen. And he can't stand to see David and Absalom divided. Amen. So he secures the help of what the Bible refers to, Brother Jediah, as a wise woman. So he sends and he secures the help of what the Bible calls a wise woman. And the wise woman comes and she mourns before the king. She changes her clothing. She comes in like she's heartbroken, and she comes in and she mourns before the king, and she begins to tell the king this story about how her husband had died and her sons and this and that and this and that. And the story parallels exactly what David and Absalom are going through. And as this wise woman comes and she begins to mournfully tell her story to King David, amen, the heart of King David is touched. It gets to the heart of the king. And when it does, she there at the end, she tells King David, she says, "This story is about you, O king. This story is about you. Your son Absalom is out there separated from his father, and we got to bring this nonsense to an end, and we got to bring this family back together." And she gets into the heart and into the mind of King David, amen, and tells him about David and Absalom. So King David calls his son Absalom, and when Absalom comes to the king's house, he bowed down himself, the Bible says, before the king, and the king kissed Absalom. The king kissed Absalom. So what are you saying today, Pastor? What I'm saying today is that the mourning of a mother has the ability to change the mind of a king. I'm going to say it again because I only got 5 people heard me today. The mourning of a mother has the ability to change the mind of a king. If you got a praying mother today, you ought to thank God for her. If you got a praying sister today, you ought to thank God for her. If you got a praying wife today, you ought to thank God for her, and you ought to give God glory for her, because the mourning of a mother has the ability to change the heart of a king. Come on, there's a lot of loving mothers in this room today, and they love their children deeply. And it saddens their heart when they're separated from their children. I know mothers in this room that have children that are out of state. I know mothers in this room that have children that they have already buried before themselves. Come on, it pains, it hurts the heart of a mother when she is separated from her children. Amen. And there are mothers, there are many wonderful mothers in this room today. Amen. Twice this month alone, I have had mothers in this church come to me and say, "Pastor, would you please pray for my son?" Come on, can I tell you today, your mother loves you today. You might not have had the best home life. You might have had a mixed up situation. But let me tell you something. God will put somebody in your life that will stand in the place of a mother. If you didn't have a good mother in this life, God will give you a good spiritual mother in your life today. Hallelujah. And the mourning of a mother has the power to move heaven today. The mourning of a mother has the power to change the heart of a king. There's a lot of loving mothers in this room today. A lot of loving mothers that I love deeply in this room today. And they love their children, and it pains them to be separated from their children. But can I tell you, as the pastor of this church today, on a much grander scale, the Bible depicts the church as the spiritual mother to the separated, to the broken, to the hurting, and to the lost today. We have a responsibility as the mother to bring the people back to the house of the King today. On a much grander scale, the Bible depicts the church as a spiritual mother. Amen. And when the church begins to mourn for the lost, and when the church begins to mourn for the hurting, and when the church begins to mourn for the broken, can I tell you, the kiss of the King is on its way. The kiss of the King is on its way. Hallelujah. Because something powerful happens when mothers begin to intercede on the behalf of the people that they love. Can I tell you, don't ever take for granted, hallelujah, the Lord putting in your life a good mother today. And whether it's physical, whether it's spiritual, don't you ever discount the power of a praying mother today. Hallelujah. On a grander scale, the church is depicted as the spiritual mother to the separated. My God, I know it's Mother's Day today, but can I preach for just a few moments? Come on, I'm trying my best to be dignified today, but we are in a Pentecostal apostolic church, and we do get excited about the house of the Lord today. We do get excited about the palace of the King today. We do understand where our help comes from today. We do understand the power of a praying mother today. My God. Without this precious woman that the Bible doesn't even give us her name. All it says, Sister Lucinda, is that Joab went and secured the help of a wise woman. The Bible didn't even give us her name. But can I tell this body today that without the help of this wise woman, there would be no reunion. Can I tell this body today that without the help of this wise woman, there would be no hug again between David and his son Absalom? Can I tell you, without this wise woman, there would be no kiss? Don't ever discount the power of a praying mother. Don't ever discount the power of a spiritual mother that God has placed in your life today. There would be no hug. There would be no kiss. There would be no reunion. Again, mama, listen to me. You got the power to move heaven. You mothers, hear this preacher today. You got the power to move heaven. I know you get tired sometimes. I know you get discouraged sometimes. I know you get weak sometimes. But don't you dare stop praying for that lost child. Don't you dare stop praying for that lost husband. Don't you dare stop praying for those lost siblings. You got the power to move heaven today. You got the power to move heaven today. For 3 years, Absalom had been separated from the king. For 3 years, there had been no royal visitation. For 3 years, Absalom had not even seen the inside of the palace. for 3 years. Come on, for 3 years. Not even the shadow of the place that he used to call home. For 3 years, separated, lonely, broken, distraught. For 3 years, Absalom had been separated from King David. Gone were the days of splendor. Gone were the blessings that he once enjoyed. Gone were the meals that he sat down at the king's table with the king and enjoyed all of the provision that he once was blessed with in his life. Can I tell you today, there's no place like the king's house. Can I tell you, there's no place like the king's house. Can I tell you, there's no place like being with the king today. I came to preach to somebody. Once you leave the king's palace, you never have as good as you did when you were there. Come on, once you left the loving favor and the arms of God, you'll never have it like you did when you were close to God. Listen to me, ma'am. Listen to me, sir. If you turn your back and you walk away from the king's palace, you're never going to have it as good as you did right there at home. So plant your feet in the king's palace. Say, I'm not going anywhere. Come on, though all hell assail me, I shall not be moved. I'm not ever going to leave my daddy's house. I'm not ever going to leave my king's house. I'm not ever going to leave the palace where God has planted me today. I shall not be moved. Your life will never be better without the king. Can I tell you this? If you make your bed in hell, the Bible says he's going to be there. Huh? You can't run far enough to get away from him. You can't hide low enough that he can't find out where you are. If you make your bed in hell, the Bible says he's going to be there. There's no place like the king's house. You'll never be better without the king today. Living with the king is as good as it gets. Living with the king is as good as it gets. You ought to thank God for an old mother of Zion. You ought to thank God for an old mother of Israel. I'm talking about the church today. You ought to thank God for a mourning mother who would not let you stay in Geshur, separated from your God, separated from your king, separated from your provision that God has given you in your life. You ought to thank God for the old mother of Zion today. You ought to thank God for a mother that wouldn't let you stay in Geshur. You ought to thank God for a mother that wouldn't let you stay there because she knew you belonged in Jerusalem. She knew you belonged in the king's palace. She knew God had more for you. She knew God wanted to do more for you. She knew God wanted to love you. She knew God wanted to embrace you. You ought to thank God for an old mother of Zion today. Hallelujah. She interceded for you. She went to the king mourning for you. For you. Come on, I know many people in this life that did not have the greatest of mothers growing up. I know many people in this life who had what they would consider to be the greatest mother growing up. But can I tell you today, whether you had a good mother or whether you had a bad mother, God will put a spiritual mother in your life that will intercede on your behalf. And when you're losing your way with God, that mother will show up and she'll love you and she'll go to God for you. She'll go to the king for you and she'll say, you got to get him back to the king's house. You got to get him back to Jerusalem where he belongs. Because when the mother of Zion begins to mourn for the separated, the broken, and the hurting, the kiss of the king is on its way. My God, there's nothing. I can only imagine, Sister Amy, how Absalom must have felt. 3 years separated from his father. 3 years he never saw the shadow of the palace. But when he walked in that day and he fell down on that floor before the king, and the king stooped down and kissed Absalom, I can only imagine the joy that was in his heart. I can only imagine the happiness that was overflowing him. Mama, don't ever stop praying for those lost children. Don't ever stop praying for that lost husband. Don't ever stop praying for the hurting and the broken. Because when the mother of Zion begins to mourn for Israel, the kiss of the king is on its way. The kiss of the king is on its way. Can I tell you, you ain't here by accident today. Come on, can I tell somebody, you ain't here by coincidence today. No, sir. No, ma'am. If you didn't have a good spirit, if you didn't have a good physical mother that was praying God's blessings over your life, you walked into a church today that's been filling these altars with prayer, that's been saying, Lord, send them through that door right there, and we will love them. We will nurture them. We will care for them. We'll teach them how to get to heaven, and that there's no better life than living with the King today. Even if you didn't have a good physical mother, you got a good spiritual mother today. Hallelujah. It's not by accident, it's not by coincidence that you're here today. You're here because a mother or the mother, one or the other, has been interceding on your behalf. Come on a weekly basis, I seek the Lord in prayer. And I say, Lord, you know who you want to send. You know who's hurting. You know who's broken. You know who's lost. I want you to send them through those doors. Lord, and when you do, we're going to love them and we're going to care for them. We're going to help them. God, we're going to teach them your word. We're going to teach them that there's no better life than being with the King. There's no better life than being with the King. Ah, Lord. Ooh. You're not here today by accident. You don't know how many prayers she prayed for you. You don't know how many tears she shed for you. You don't know how not just your physical mother, but your spiritual mother has gone to God on your behalf. And Lord says, Lord, just bring them in. Lord, help us to love them the way that you would love them. Come on, you're here today because of a wise, weeping, mourning mother. You're here today because somebody was wise enough to call out to the Lord on your behalf, interceded on your behalf. Maybe you had a good earthly mother. Maybe you had a bad earthly mother. But I know that the church has been going to the King and saying, Lord, send them in. And we will love them. Send them in and we will nurture them. Send them in, Lord, and we will teach them that there is no place like the King's house. Somebody ought to give him praise today. Somebody ought to give him praise today. Somebody ought to give him praise for a good mother. Somebody ought to give him praise for the old mother of Zion today. Hallelujah. Stand with me today as the musicians come quickly. Can I tell this body today that no matter how much this wise woman mourned, no matter how much this wise woman cried, if King David would have refused her, it would not have happened. He could have told her. He could have said, I don't care what you say about Absalom. Absalom did this to me. Absalom killed his brother. Absalom did this. And Absalom did that. And I don't want to hear no more about Absalom. But that's not what happened. That's not what happened. The king did not do that. Can I tell you, there's no telling how many times David came down to the dinner table, only to take his seat at the head to realize that Absalom's seat was empty. Can I tell you, there's no telling how many times David was missing his son. David was longing to hug him, to embrace him. There's no telling how many times he came down and saw Absalom's chair empty and said, oh, I wish my boy was here. Oh, I wish my son was here. Oh, I wish my child was here. Oh, how I miss him. The Bible says that David's heart was turned toward Absalom. Toward Absalom. The Holy Ghost has commissioned me to tell you in this place today that you have a king also. You have a king also. His name is not David, but he is of the lineage of David. And just as Absalom came down to that dinner table and saw that chair sitting there empty where Absalom should be sitting, the Lord, when he comes into his house and he sees you not in your seat and he sees you out in the way somewhere separated from him, it breaks God's heart just like it did David's. It breaks God's heart just like it did David's. His name is not David, but he is of the lineage of David. The Bible calls him, refers to him as the son of David. His name is high and lifted up. His name is great and greatly to be praised. His name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. His name is lifted above every name today. He wants you at the master's table. He wants you to have the pleasures and the provisions in the king's house. He doesn't want you out there separated. He doesn't want you out there lonely and hurting and lost. He sees your seat at the king's table is empty. He's saying, I hope I get a chance to see them again. I hope I get a chance to hold them again. The heart is turned towards his people as the heart of David was turned toward Absalom. I want you to know in this place today, you have a king. You have a king. We ought to thank God today for mothers. We ought to thank God for an old mother of Zion. We ought to thank God for a wise woman who goes to the king mourning on the behalf of us. And ask the king to take us back, to come back into our lives. We ought to thank God today that the heart of our king is turned toward his church today. As we sing this closing song, we celebrate one more time all the mothers in this church. These altars are open. Amen. These altars are open. As